Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Leon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bonson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Sims and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Northrup moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to home to get McAuliffe. Brinkman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Reese moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson fires over to first and Allen drops the ball. That's an error on Allen. McAuliffe moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Dick Sharon now playing left field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton scores. Reichardt moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Reichardt moves to third. May moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cy Acosta now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Brinkman moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Acosta covering. Safe. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8. And Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.